Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
In the morning, 94KX, I want Buble to come over to my house for Christmas.
Again with the hands.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. And the sequin jacket that I'm still looking for.
I'm telling you, the Lehigh Valley Mall Macy's.
I'm not going all the way to Bethlehem. Either Bethlehem. I'm not going to...
I don't think it's in Bethlehem. It's before. Somewhere. It's before.
Who cares? I hate the Lehigh Valley.
Oh, what? My goodness.
I don't even go to the tunnel. I turn around.
You turn around in the tunnel, you're like, forget it.
No, hey, I'm only kidding. I have a lot of relatives in Allentown.
I was going to say, Allentown's nice.
Yes, it is. What was I going to say? I still haven't found my ugly sweater.
Ooh, now that's a problem.
That is a big problem.
No,
and then
no community aid fines?
I didn't go there yet.
Oh, you should go.
I should go there.
They have a whole section.
I have to find time this afternoon to go find an ugly sweater for tomorrow morning's show.
Mm-hmm.
And the second annual Tom and Laura Karloff, which I was working in my studio last night mixing some vocals down.
Stop it. No, you can't do that.
Oh, why not?
Because...
You could put your hands in the air and do that little Broadway thing with news guy Matt. How come I can't...
You can't mix down vocals.
Back vocals. That I'm doing my own back vocals.
Oh my goodness! I don't have access to a recording studio at home, so Matt and I are going to sound like cheese balls at karaoke, and you all of a sudden are going to have the Mormon Tabernacle Choir behind you.
No, I do not qualify for sounding like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. However, so I'm working on that. I didn't get my sweater, and what else? Oh, you're having this little get-together, and I
yes.
get this. You sent me some technological thing, and why didn't you just text me? I get this e-message
it's
yesterday.
It's from Evite. Evite.com.
What is Evite? What the hell, Evite?
It's a way to send invitations via the internet.
Why don't you just text me and say, hey, Tommy, you coming over?
Because no, I was able to do that via like a group, but then not send every, but then it's not in an actual group text that can be very annoying sometimes.
I found that Evite very annoying because it has some link to it.
You just click the link. You just click the link. It's not like it's from some stranger.
Well, that's if I didn't see Laura and Keith on there, I would think
so
you were
funny.
Strangers. I think my phone even asked me if I wanted to accept it because it might be a security threat. I'm like, what the heck? What is this thing?
So are you coming or not?
This is what you needed to do. Just ask me.
So are you coming or not?
Will you be coming over?
Will you be coming over?
I will be coming over. Boom!
Okay, thank you so much for your RSVP.
I'm old school.
Thank you for your RSVP.
Here's my idea of an RSVP. Yes, Laura, I will be there. Semi-electronic. Punch this and tag this.
At least it would. No, but it would not be a Facebook. And it's not a big conglomerate group text where everybody can see everybody else's responses. This is a nice way to contact people so then you're not bombarded with other people's messages.
Well, you know what? I will give you that because I hate when group texts go out and then you gotta read everybody's reply.
Yeah, so through Evite, you can just invite via text, but then it protects everyone's contact information.
That's the whole idea.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Okay, I take back, almost everything I said.
There you go. There.
What does your...
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night TV.
A woman in England decided not to go with a traditional Christmas tree this year. Instead, she made something a little more, shall we say, artsy. She made a Christmas tree out of, I'm not kidding you here, surgical gloves. Now, you know, full marks, but I really hope those gloves are new. That surgical glove, it says joy, creativity, and turn your head and cough. Now, as much as this inspires Christmas cheer, I'm worried there's been a mix-up. I'm worried that somewhere out there's a doctor doing a rectal exam with a pine tree branch.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. News is coming up next to check out sports and AccuWeather. Oh, we got so much going on behind the scenes here. This show, this entire show should be Facebook Live.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm okay with that.
That's the truth. I mean, because, you know, everybody in radio fears the FCC. I have no fear of those dudes at all.
Oh, but, I don't fear that. I fear my mother.
Okay. But then when you go on Facebook, you could do anything you want. You could say anything
Apparently.
You want.
Apparently.
Right.
Apparently.
And here's the situation, friends. We have a 94KX Facebook page.
We do.
And we invite you to be part of
all the
not
time.
Only Tom and Laura, but 94KX.
Yes.
We invite you to be part of 94KX.
We want you to be part of 94KX.
And then we do cool things like half off Susquehanna Valley, where you could save
awesome.
Money at some nearby really great restaurants.
Businesses, restaurants, I mean, the list
services,
goes on.
Everything from burgers to Botox. We have done it.
I was going to say, Half-Price Susquehanna Valley is actually, you should check the website often. And it's funny because my sister messaged me and she was like, am I allowed to buy some of that? I go, of course you can. It's Half-Price Susquehanna Valley.
Your name's not good?
And yeah, anybody can buy.
Right.
I said, I could go on and buy it if, as long as I'm spending my money.
That's right.
Right, no big deal.
So we posted yesterday a great offer for our good friends at Nickel Plate Restaurant.
Yes, yes. And it is a great offer because mm-hmm. literally you're purchasing a $25 gift card to go to the Nickel Plate at half off, which is $12.50.
Wow.
So yes, so you're getting a lot of bang for your buck. Nickel Plate has great prices, great food. $25 is a meal for two, basically.
Okay.
There. Two or three.
Right. So we have one person, I don't know, maybe we call him Bob.
So Bob.
Who doesn't like the Nickel Plate.
Yes.
So he has to talk about why he, and who cares?
So he decided to comment, it's just okay.
And then the other person, maybe Susie.
Yep.
Okay, so Susie goes after Bob and calls him a couple names, and then Bob comes back, and it just...
It snowballed.
And it's ridiculous.
So it all went on yesterday. And so, of course, one of the things that I do here is a lot of our social media. So I get up in the morning and I get ready and I come to work. And then I check Facebook for things like birthday buddies,
mm-hmm.
people messaging in anniversaries, or maybe they're commenting if it's Flashback Friday for a song they'd like to hear. I'm always checking yep. our Facebook page.
As well as comments on our Facebook Live videos.
Comments, friends...
It
snowballed.
You were reading them out loud, and it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
It goes from a local restaurant, you know, somebody not liking a local restaurant, and then it turns into a political thing.
Like, it literally went from, like, I'm not such a fan of this place.
Which is fine,
to,
but who cares?
Like... You didn't serve your country. You're not patriotic. Well, no, you're too patriotic. Well, you must be a Hillary fan. No,
you must be a Trump fan.
Oh, no, wait. It went back and forth. Like,
and it's on our Facebook page. Guys, if you want to hate on somebody, don't do it on our page. Argue. Call that person or go over their house.
Here's just a little public service announcement.
Don't use us as your platform.
There is this thing called private messaging.
There you go.
You can do it
there
to even
it
a stranger. And like they might not necessarily see it, but if you need to get something off of your chest.
Private message.
Now, don't even get me started on our sister station, News Radio 1070 WKOK's
page. Yeah,
Matt,
we can't even go there. But in this season
of
giving.
And peace and love and harmony.
Peace and love and harmony. Can we all just, from today through New Year's Day, just pledge to be kind to
Perfect.
One another, please?
Perfectly
Because
said.
Literally people are wishing that the other one would die.
I know,
like,
it got
it's
that
not
bad.
Funny.
It got that bad.
So at first I was reading it and I was like, ha ha ha, this
chuckling.
Is funny. I'm like, what is happening?
And then I'm like, wait a minute, now this
Ooh,
is getting creepy.
It's way mean. So like your mother once said when you were young, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Perfectly said, Mom.
Come on now.
And that
goes for social media and in real life.
Should definitely apply
social media. Here's the thing. Social media is real life. And it's becoming a big problem. So when I see comments like this, I am not okay with them. That mm-hmm. escalated way too quickly over what? Getting something for $12.50 instead of $25 and you don't like the hamburgers there?
Here, I'm so goofy. Here's what I suggest. I suggest we all sit down and work this out. So meet us at the Nickel Plate.
Done.
It's Blaze Alexander Ford's model year-end closeout. That's right, the 2018s must go. Looking for a new 2018
Eco... 4KX. I was just reading early this morning that's the number one song YouTubed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The number one Christmas song that people just pull up on their phone when they want to get in a good mood there. Hey, you know how we get in a good mood? We shop in downtown Lewisburg.
Of course.
We love downtown Lewisburg.
We do.
94KX is shopping there all season long, giving you a chance to win and win even bigger. Our shopping spree will be given away
tomorrow
after
8 a.m.
So that means we have what, two prizes left?
Two prizes left, one today, one tomorrow,
right,
both during the 6 o'clock hour. So I'm like giving people a little heads up, because
there
then that
go.
Grand prize we will choose after 8 a.m. and announce the winner.
So where are we going shopping today?
Ooh, we are going to the Fantasy Escape Room.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever done an escape room?
No, but I was surprised that there's one in Lewisburg, and I wanted to do it.
So fun.
Okay.
A group of us went, and we successfully made it out alive. And we also solved.
Isn't that the idea?
We did, and
yes.
we solved the puzzle, so we got out. We escaped.
Yep.
But I didn't realize that they also do virtual reality with those big VO goggles.
Yeah, yeah, those goggles.
They do that too.
And it's right there in downtown Lewisburg.
It is. So this is actually enough for a group of four. Four friends to go to the Fantasy Escape, or a family of four.
Wow.
So this is like a nice group prize today.
And we want you to call.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
That's right. Be caller number 9 on the Ford Fun Line to win from the Fantasy Escape Room, 301 Market Street in Lewisburg, and get qualified for that grand prize. Good luck.
Human.
94KX, this is caller 9 on the Ford Fun Line.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
Yay. Hi, I'm so excited. I never win.
Who's
you never
this?
Win.
Yay!
who is this?
This is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
Middleburg.
Well, Tanya, you're on the way to the Fantasy Escape Room there in downtown Lewisburg, and come tomorrow, maybe you'll win even bigger.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Tell everyone what station just finally made you a winner.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. News is coming up next, along with sports and AccuWeather. I'm going to throw a phrase at you guys. 5 days till Christmas, and
I'm doing okay.
Are you? Okay. Well, that's good. I got your Evite.
I did, too, and I actually knew what it was this time.
Thank you.
As opposed to me, I was like, what?
Get with the times, Tom.
I didn't realize. I'm the old guy.
It's better than a gigantic group text when then it kind of blows up your phone with everybody's
response. Yes, I actually appreciate that.
This is an easier way. This is a non-paid endorsement for evite.com.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
It makes it easy. You can do it via Facebook. You can do it via the website with email addresses or like I did, you can just use folks' contact information, their phone.
And there you have it.
And
5 days till Christmas, and you're doing all right.
I'm doing okay.
How about you, Matt?
I'm pretty much done.
Look at that, huh? The news guy getting it done.
Getting it done. Matt's organized. He's organized.
Yes, he's very organized. I'm pretty much done, too.
Yeah?
Last night I was spending a lot of time in the laboratory making the homemade hooch.
There it is.
the old family recipe of Bailey's Irish Cream. Mm-hmm. And that will be making appearances throughout the valley this weekend.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay.
But here's what I was reading today. 5 days till Christmas, and UPS and shippers like that are now on their second wave, possibly their third. Here's the new wave of packages. Returns.
Already?
Yeah,
yes.
That's pretty early.
They said they are inundated with returns. People buy things for themselves on Cyber Monday and on Black Friday, and they decide that they don't like them, and they send them back while other people are sending gifts out.
Oh,
and it's causing, like, so, you know, I'm sure it's profitable for these people, but returns are happening already.
But see, like, you can't wait till after Christmas to do these said returns.
And if you do buy stuff for yourself, I'm going to buy that new suit, and you buy it on Cyber Monday.
Yep.
If you realize it's not for you, and send it back right away. Why are you waiting until five days until Christmas? Or wait till after, you said, Matt. So they're saying millions of gifts are being returned 5 days before Christmas.
What?
That's amazing, but not surprising at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, three generations of Tom and Laura here, I think it's just weird. But, like Matt said, it's not surprising. I don't know.
I don't know.
Did you return anything yet? You have a guilty face right now. You're like,
No.
Like, yeah, that may or may not be me.
No, but I have my rule, my hard and fast rule.
Right.
So there's no shopping for oneself between December 1st and December 26th.
All right, then here's a quick example before we go to news. Maybe you ordered your husband a sweater or whatever, and it shows up, and you're all excited. You're going to wrap it up for Christmas. And he, like, is looking online, and he goes, look at this. Look at this stupid sweater. I would never wear anything like this. And you're like, gah!
You know, right? Oh, never there are, no, there are no returns yet. None. Honestly.
Nothing. Okay. Well, 5 days till Christmas, and hopefully everything's okay in your house.
What does your morning sound like?
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. At 7:15, we're doing a Christmas bonus buy thing, a giant seasonal bonus buy item of the day, and a chance for you to win from Giant Market. Quality selection and savings every day. Two more gift cards to be given away.
Today and tomorrow, just in time for your holiday shopping needs. What is the item today, Tom?
I think I know what it is, but I've never known what it was called. It's the Nature's Promise shrimp ring.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that tray where the shrimp, like, form a circle.
Oh, I might need to go and get one of those. What's the price on that?
Ah, funny you should ask. $10 each? Is that for real? Wow.
Oh, that's it. That's a good bonus buy.
That's a great buy.
Good job, Giant.
So remember, Nature's Promise shrimp ring, $10 each, and you could win a gift card later on with Kyle Alexander, but unless Perfection. Laura gets to the store and buys you out.
I might need to go there today.
Shrimp is like a guilty pleasure for me.
I love shrimp.
Because it's high in cholesterol and it bothers like that.
Do you get gouty?
Now that's funny. No, it gets in my head. Like, why doesn't any other food with cholesterol in it, like, oh, Tom, you probably shouldn't eat that.
What about the butter that we just slathered all over our toast?
All over our morning toast here on the show. But yeah, Is it just a mental thing?
I think it is.
Go ahead, Tom. Eat the shrimp. You're not going to fall over.
Yeah, no, okay? The shrimp are fine.
All right.
Shrimp are not that bad for you.
I love it. I love seafood. All kinds of seafood.
As do I. Well, all you have to remember today is the Nature's Promise shrimp ring, $10 mm-hmm. each. Kyle Alexander will ask you for that item and price later on today. And you could get yourself a gift card to our friends at Giant.
Mm-hmm. Quality selection savings every day. And what are they saying this time of the year?
Holidays made easy. It's the most
handful. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX with Late Night TV.
Google has unveiled its list of the most searched celebrities of 2018 with Demi Lovato topping the list, narrowly beating out the second most searched for celebrity, someone to host the Oscars.
The 94KX Christmas classic from Amy Grant. She doesn't sound as good as I did last night in the studio. Just saying.
Oh, boy.
Sure.
Oh, boy.
What, you guys don't believe me?
Not 1 second.
I just don't
After
think
what
that,
you told us, some other details that I won't mention.
I just don't think that the voice, like, that you're going to use auto-tune or something.
No, I don't have auto-tune.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't believe in it. Believe it or not.
But so you're voicing the backup vocals for your...
I don't know if I'm going to use the backup vocals, but I have several tracks down where I I will sound like Andy Williams and his... Andy Williamsettes or whatever they were called.
So in other words, he's going to sound like an artist today.
Yes.
No, I would have auto-tune if I sounded
there
like an artist today.
That's true.
That's what they're doing. Anyway, so tomorrow, it's a great chance to plug the second annual Tom and Laura Karloff, which the list of participants has expanded this year.
It has.
To include News Guy Matt.
Yes, I'm excited. I've been practicing myself.
Yes.
And who else?
I think it's the two of us. I don't know. Did Kyle say?
Kyle's kind of on the fence.
Is Mark Lawrence coming in?
Oh, my goodness. Should ask.
He would be great.
He would be amazing.
Yes. I would love to see that happen.
Picture him, like, live on mic going, Frosty the Snowman, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Frosty the Snowman, buddy. Maybe that would damage his career. Maybe we don't want to do that.
Yeah. All I know is tomorrow is going to be a good day.
It's going to be a fun, crazy kind of, not just a Flashback Friday, but a Christmas Flashback Friday. Hey, you know that music, celebrity birthdays real quick. Alan Parsons is 70 years old today.
The Alan Parsons Project.
Yeah, Alan Parsons doesn't sing a lick.
Nope.
He always, inserts other people. And also musician David Cook, one of those forgotten American idols. He's 30.
Oh, yeah, I loved that season. That was good.
He's 36. And JoJo is 28. She had a couple hits back in the 90s. There you go. Now our local celebrities, what we call Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
What do we got?
A very happy birthday to Nigel Kurtz, 15 years old today from Sunbury.
Krista Page from Middleburg is 23. Happy birthday.
Amy Turpak, Sealands Grove, 42 today.
Dustin Gearhart from Sunbury is 31.
Matthew Risbon from Exton is the big 5-0. Happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday to Bess Chandi from Sunbury. She's 37.
Evelyn Brown from Elizabethville is 44.
We got another 50 nifty birthday. Rita Mullen, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Christina Buffington from Sealands Grove, 47.
Heather Drumheiser from Shemokin is 44.
Rick Baylor is 57. Happy birthday.
Crystal Henderson from Paxinos, otherwise known as Paxinus, 37 years old.
Holly Yoder is 44 today.
Wyatt Mandeville from Mount Pleasant Mills is 23. Happy birthday.
Darren Rissinger from Treverton, 42 today.
Jessica Feltman from Richfield is 41.
What else do we have here? Just being texted in moments ago. Can you wish my daughter, Michaela Grinnell, a 14th? Happy 14th birthday. Don't know where she's from, but hey, Michaela, happy birthday.
And Kimberly Paul from Sunbury is 35 today.
And could you please add Michael Kreider of Middleburg to the birthday buddies? He's 29. Happy birthday there, Michael.
Happy birthday.
Everybody's got a birthday.
That's right. We love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always text us. 49330. Message us on the 94KX Facebook page or call us on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Ask the Expert is brought to you by UPMC Susquehanna, a new level of innovation and advanced care.
With the sign.
There's a Christmas classic, an instant classic. Where are you, Christmas? 5 days away, thank you for asking. Wow. We are going to do a Tom and Laura live segment now. We don't want you to think past Christmas and past New Year's, but something is coming up that we want to talk about, and it has to do with autism.
Yes, with autism awareness, our friend Janelle Weaver is back. She was with us last year on the show to talk about CJ's Resolution Challenge, which is an annual race that occurs out at RB Winter State Park. I love it out there.
Yeah.
It's just the coolest little spot, but it's kind of, it's not your typical 5K. So I'll let Janelle explain, but how's it going? Welcome back.
Hi, thank you. Things are good. Things are good.
Wonderful. So CJ's Resolution Challenge, of course, is a race. It's for walkers and runners, mm-hmm. but it's not your typical 5K.
Right, right. So it's on a 1.6 mile loop through the park. 50% of it is paved. The other half is trail, but mm-hmm. it's not like a technical trail. This is entry level stuff. So the loop is for both of the options that we have. We have Last Man Standing and we have RC Revolutions. So the Revolutions is just a 3 hour run slash walk, whatever the people want to do. And you see how many loops you can do in that time. And some people come up and they do one lap and that's great. And then they have some hot soup and go home.
There you go.
Whatever, whatever you want. But some people have run about a marathon in that time. So wow. That's super cool.
So that's the Last Man Standing option, which is what I think is the coolest.
The Last Man Standing?
Yes.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Yeah. So explain that.
Okay. So again, it's on the same loop, 1.6 mile loop. And those participants have 20 minutes to complete their first loop. Mm-hmm. And when they get back, they can't go early on their second loop. They have to wait till the 20 minutes is up. The next loop, they'll have 19 minutes and so on and so forth. So early, like they have to be strategic in this. They don't want to like kill themselves mm-hmm. in the early right. loops because in the later loops, they're going to be running very fast. Those runners normally end up doing about 18 miles. And I think their last lap is about a 6 minute pace. It's really cool.
So that's super fast.
Super fast.
I'm thinking more of the other thing that you talked about before, Janelle, the entry level thing where some people come and do one lap and
have the hot soup.
Yeah. That's my division.
One
right
lap,
there.
Soup and some hot cocoa. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Peace out. Take some pretty snowy pictures.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's why I chuckled in the beginning because you said the winter, RG Winter Park, it's pretty cool. No, this time of the year, it's cold.
It's cold. That little lake is frozen.
That's right. But what a great event for the new year. I mean, because we all make resolutions, right?
That's right. So it is a great event. You can register now at resolutionchallenge.org. Mm-hmm. We have options for kids as well. So if kids want to come up, there's a discounted registration option for them. And for people who are out of town that maybe want to support what we're doing, there's a virtual CJ's option. So people can register and just post what they've done on Facebook and I will ship them their medal and beanie.
That's awesome. Yay. We'll be sure to share all of the details on our Facebook page here after we're done chatting with Janelle. We do need to mention, though, that this is all for a wonderful cause.
Yes, thank you. This benefits regional autism-related programming or organizations in the area. We have not selected a beneficiary yet for this year. Mm-hmm. We're looking at a couple different classrooms in need of sensory equipment, or maybe Camp Emerge, or maybe the Acres Project. A lot of great programming out there. So maybe we can divide our proceeds at the end of this to several of them.
Wonderful. Well, we want to help you make sure that you have tons of participants. So check out the 94KX Facebook page. Janelle from CJ's Resolution Challenge, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, 8 o'clock news is next with sports and AccuWeather. Mom, Dad, you're on the way to work today. You think all the gifts are done and wrapped and stuff like that. I just don't, like, I wish we could bring back the old gifts, okay? Because I was walking around a store yesterday and I didn't recognize.
What are you talking about, old gifts?
Well, here are the old time Christmas presents.
Are we talking
toys.
Like Jacks and marbles?
Yeah, yeah, or stuff like
Monopoly?
That. Nobody wants that stuff anymore. Why not?
I don't know.
See, these are the three generations of Tom and Laura.
Actually, I wouldn't mind Monopoly.
There you go.
Actually, my wife is a big board game person, and she wants some of that for us for Christmas to have.
Oh, fair enough.
We have one board game.
Yeah.
Like family board game.
Exactly. I discovered wandering around the game aisle that there's a game called Exploding Kittens.
See, that's what I mean. This is garbage. I'm telling you.
Janelle's just hanging out. She's going to chime in.
Yeah, she can chime in anytime she wants. All right, here are the 10 old-time, old-school toys.
Okay.
That you just don't find on the list anymore. Number 10, a jump rope.
That's true.
I love a jump rope.
Yeah.
I still have one. I use it. Okay. Like, regularly.
But the average kid is not going to ask Santa Claus for a jump rope.
No.
Number 9, toy animals.
Yeah.
I beg to differ.
You have real animals.
No. But I have nieces and nephews. They all love toy animals, stuffed and otherwise. Seriously.
Okay, number 8, modeling clay.
That's Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Well, Play-Doh is a brand name, but yeah, any kind of clay. Nobody's asking for that. Close to that, number 7, an art set.
Have you met kids recently? Because you're naming things that are on my nephew's lists.
Well, then your nephew is like above the curve, okay? Everybody else is like, oh, I want to play Fortnite. Okay? That's what we're looking at here. All right, number 6, building blocks. I loved building blocks. They were just
big. All my cousins want Legos.
Yeah, Lego sets.
Yeah.
Oh, Legos are the best.
Yeah.
Unless you step on them in the middle of the night because your kid left them on the hallway carpet. Ah!
Every parent's nightmare.
All right. Number 5 is funny. A ball.
Like, we're talking like a football, a basketball.
It just says a ball, and then in parentheses, yeah, football, basketball.
But again, my nephew, Evan, he wanted a grown-up size basketball.
All right.
Like, he wanted a regulation-sized basketball. Yeah, a grown-up size basketball.
Yeah, that I don't get, because kids still play. Well, or if they're in a sport, they need it.
Yeah, exactly. Number 4, a teddy bear. Has the teddy bear gone out of style?
No.
No.
I hope
Build-A-Bear.
Not.
It was
Build-A-Bear
pretty,
is a thing. Did
yeah.
You
is that still
gave,
a thing?
Did you see when they gave them away for free that one day?
I know, it caused a riot.
Chaos? It did.
Moms were beating each other up in the mall.
Then, of course, the teddy bear toss that was a world record with the Bears, the Hershey Bears, not too long ago.
Exactly.
There you go. All right, here it comes, Matt. Number 3, board games.
Okay, there we go. Yep.
Number 2, puzzles.
I like puzzles.
Same. My wife's a big puzzle person. I can't stand puzzles because I can never do it. I'm not like a good critical thinker to
my mom
put
used
them
to,
together.
My mom used to take out scissors and cut them. And then at the end, you had this picture that didn't make sense. You know, but she showed us like I did that.
Oh, so my goodness.
That's Mama Morgan.
I would try to shove them in, and it doesn't work.
Force it,
one of my
them.
Friends, yeah. The way she punishes her girls is that if they're fighting, she'll put them in a room, dump a jigsaw puzzle on the bottom, and go, you're not allowed out until you cooperate, work together, and put this puzzle together.
That's good.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
That's really good.
I think that's parenting at its finest.
There you go.
That is.
My buddy Brad at Lewisburg Pharmacy has a jigsaw puzzle on a table for customers as they wait for their prescriptions.
That's awesome.
They can jump in. One time it was the Beatles' White Album. Very difficult to make. Very difficult, just saying. All right, and the number one old school gift that no kid asks for anymore, a bicycle. Come on.
I disagree with this whole list. Like, I don't know. Maybe the kids in my life are
I maybe
weird.
Could see that somewhat, but... Yeah.
I mean,
you still see kids
list.
Riding bikes all the time or the skateboards or anything like that.
Yep. There you have it. Moms, dads, hopefully at least a few of those on the list. are under your tree this year.
Ask the Expert is brought to you by UPMC Susquehanna, a new level of innovation and advanced care.
With the signs and...
94KX on the way to work. Moms, dads, you try to help your kids where you can. You try to give them advice where you can. That's what moms and dads do. But what if your dad is LeBron James and LeBron happens to be at his son's basketball game?
Oof, that is pressure.
Now, ESPN sometimes has a tendency of following this too much. It's like, let the guy be a dad. Sure, he's LeBron James.
Well, and let the kid be a kid.
And let the kid, that was my next point. Let the kid be a high school basketball player. Let LeBron be a dad. He doesn't get to see his child play a lot because he's a professional basketball player. So love LeBron or hate him. And it's kind of like a Tom Brady thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just mention the name Tom Brady to somebody, especially a sports freak. They either say, man, that is the best quarterback ever, or I hate that guy. Yeah, you hate him because he's got like 7 Super Bowl rings.
And true.
Your team doesn't have any.
I have a soft spot in my heart for LeBron.
Yeah.
I like him. He seems like a good dude.
He makes a bazillion dollars, but he gives a lot of it away.
He pays for tuition for all these inner city kids. He buys them books. He helps outfit the schools. I mean, I know that some of that stuff might be for publicity, like a PR kind of thing.
Maybe.
But at the end of the day, whether he's doing it himself or telling his accountant, hey, you know what? I need an extra tax write-off. Can you just donate? But
at the end of the day,
he's giving back.
He's helping people.
He is.
You're exactly right. And, you know, yet sports fans, oh, yeah, he left Cleveland. He went to Miami and went back to Cleveland. And now he's a Laker. I hate the Lakers. Try to look at the guy. And we're going to help you right now by looking at LeBron James as a dad. They had him wired up, and this is what he told his kid after the game. The kid was a little rough on himself because he wasn't making the shots, right?
You made 3 of the biggest plays in the game. You want me to tell you what they were? And you get too down on yourself for no reason. You made 3 of the biggest plays in the game. You got the offensive rebound, right? Down 4, you got the offensive rebound, got the tip in, right? And then you had the outlet pass to Owen when he got the and-one, and then you made the last swing sing to him for the game winner. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you're missing shots or making shots, don't worry about it, kid. You played a hell of a game. You ain't got to worry about making shots or missing shots. All right? Good job. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, man.
Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
Now, love LeBron or hate him, that was what I, as a previous coach, would want to hear parents saying
to
the
kids.
Not like, you really stunk today. No video games for you when you get
home.
Well,
and he was talking about true teamwork.
Yes, that's
exactly. So he was talking about you had 3 key plays, and it was all about you got a rebound.
Helping the team.
You swung it out to the outside to get to somebody else to get the basket, and then you passed it to someone, and they got the game-winning shot.
Because it was a comeback win, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey.
Teamwork.
Moms, dads.
Good guy, LeBron.
There you go. Try to be that kind of parent. In the morning, 94KX with Late Night TV.
You guys, it's the holiday season, and everyone is in the giving spirit. In fact, Facebook just gave away all of your private information. Isn't that nice? Yeah, you hear about this Facebook story? It just came out that they were letting companies like Netflix read your private Facebook messages. Which explains why Netflix doesn't just ask, are you still watching? Now it also asks, are you and Stacey going to work things out?
There are lots of reasons your work commute can be tough.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. I love that song so much.
That song is getting a little hate on social media, and I don't know why. I love it.
It doesn't deserve it.
On Twitter. People don't like it on Twitter.
Well, because the whole idea, thank you, next. Like, she's moving on, but so.
Good for her.
But listen to some of the lyrics, because she compliments that X.
Yeah.
But she says, thank you, next.
Thank you, next.
I think it's great.
Me too. I like it.
What's your favorite? I shouldn't say favorite. What do you think the biggest grossing Christmas movie is ever?
Oh, like at the box office or just in sales
total,
overall?
Total money. Like when it went to DVD or...
Die Hard. No, I'm kidding.
I wish.
I know, me too. Biggest grossing... it's probably Christmas Vacation?
No, it's
really?
Home Alone, 1990.
That makes sense.
$285.8 million.
People love Kevin McAllister.
Wow.
Did you see the commercial? We posted it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin grown up.
Shot for shot, though. How funny was that? I mean, good job, Google.
If you haven't seen it yet, check out our page.
It's on our Facebook page.
It's
shot
a Google
for shot.
Ad recreating Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin and what he looks like now.
And
it's very cool.
He looks great. He first does off, look good. He aged it for there was it was touch and go there for a while in the early 2000s.
Well, yeah, he was struggling. He was pulled out. His issues.
he did.
So did Bieber. They're all
yes,
good.
Yes, they're
now.
All there good now. Thank anyway. The Lord.
Okay, so Home Alone, 1990, the biggest movie ever. The next is How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the 2000 version. Dr. Seuss, The Grinch, number 3 from 2018. Polar Express at number 4.
Oh, I love Polar Express.
So can you hear the bells?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Number 5.
Them? Yeah.
I can hear them.
Me too.
I always got bells going on in my head.
Yes, you do.
I was hit too hard when I played football. Number 5, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
That one's great with that recorder thing.
I thought the first one would be...
Top 5?
Oh, sorry, so this is 2. Yeah, never mind.
All right, number 6, Elf.
Oh, yeah.
Thought that would be higher.
Where's Chevy Chase's Christmas Vacation?
The
Where
Santa
is it?
Santa Claus.
Tim Allen, okay.
Number 7.
That's a good one, too.
The Santa Claus 2, number 8.
No way.
Where's Christmas Story?
Carol, number 9.
Oh. Which version?
Doesn't say. Maybe it doesn't... matter because there's a couple different versions. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm hoping the George C. Scott edition.
I'm hoping anyway. The Patrick Stewart version.
Oh, and the Muppet version should be up there.
It should
no,
be.
You say. Guys need to stop. At number 10, Four Christmases.
Oh, yeah, with Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn.
It's the top 10 already.
Really?
I'm surprised.
Where is Christmas Vacation?
Where's Christmas Story?
Nothing in the, just not in the top 10.
And wow.
I was so off. Wow.
News is next. Your favorite Christmas movie. Might not be the biggest moneymaker of all time.
A special holiday greeting from your local hometown pharmacy.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Don't get no snow in the forecast. But you know what? When it does snow, it's your shot to win a Gilson snowboard. Gilson, the fastest growing snowboard and ski company in the country, is right here in our own backyard in New Berlin. And Gilson Snowboards and Skis are willing to give away a snowboard every time you hear a Gilson Winternet report.
That's right. So fingers crossed
on the morning
for snow. When we fire up that Winternet computer on Tom and Laura in the morning, we will qualify someone on the Ford Fun Line to win that Gilson snowboard. So fingers crossed for snow. Do you think it's going to be a white Christmas?
It doesn't look good.
I know.
I've been studying the Weather Channel and everything, and well,
I really want it to be just a dusting.
That would be great. Exactly that. Just a little white. But right now, Christmas Day looks sunny to partly cloudy, highs in the 30s.
But dry, so no rain.
No rain, no right, flood watches.
Okay,
like tonight.
I just cannot stomach a rainy Christmas.
I want a white Christmas, and when the snow is on the ground, your chance to win from Gilson and 94KX.
What is your morning?
4KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, wrapping up. Kyle's in the house. I didn't get my ugly sweater yet for tomorrow morning's show. This guy's got one on today, which only makes me think, what is tomorrow's going to look
like? It's amazing.
Like?
Thank you, guys.
Where did
you
buy
amazing.
It?
It's amazing.
It was on the internet.
Oh, okay.
It was on the internet. So,
Santa Claus is enjoying time by the fire.
Yes.
On your
chestnuts
sweater.
Chestnuts roasting.
And it's not even that ugly. I don't think it's that ugly of a sweater.
It's not. It's nice. Like the gray with then the little sort of arctic print on
and
the
sleeves.
And
therein lies the problem.
Chestnuts roasting.
That therein lies the problem. He doesn't think the sweater is ugly, and neither do you. So there's different degrees of ugliness.
Of ugly, yes.
There's funny ugly.
Mm-hmm.
There's just ugly ugly.
There's ugly, and then there's very ugly. I'll save the very ugly for tomorrow.
All right, we'll see what happens.
I think we're all going to be head-to-toe festive tomorrow.
There's a woman on the other side of the building named Melissa who told me she is wearing an ugly dress.
Perfect.
I was like, wow, have you seen the ugly suits? Heck, you probably own a couple.
Yeah,
right?
I do.
The pink suits we wore back in October, well, they have poinsettia
and
prints
plaid,
and snowflakes.
Like Christmas plaid.
Christmas plaid. Well, she said she has a Christmas dress, Melissa, and she'll be wearing that
tomorrow.
Perfect.
I love every second of it.
Now, do you think someone like Mark Lawrence will participate in this tomorrow?
Yes.
We were talking earlier. Will he be in the Christmas Carol Off? Could you picture Mark Lawrence singing Christmas songs?
What would he sing? If we had to pick a song for him, what would it be?
Ooh.
I was like, Frosty the Snowman, buddy.
No. You're a mean one, Mr. Hey, Grinch. Buddy. Kyle, what song are you going to do? Did you decide?
He hasn't.
I have one in the back of my mind.
All right.
I have one in the back of my mind. If I decide to do it.
No, you're doing it. Come
you
on.
You got to. Come on now.
Get in the spirit.
I guess if everybody else is, I have to.
Hang out with us for the last hour.
If all your friends were jumping off a bridge, you would too.
But I'm putting a lot of thought into this. I was even kind of humming it in the car on the way here.
Oh, see, he's preparing. It's on.
Tomorrow morning's show is going to be great, friends. The second annual Tom and Laura Christmas Carol Off.
Can't wait.
your request with Flashback Friday. And we're going to do a little party here in the control room.
Yes, we are. Maybe we'll even go Facebook Live to wish everyone a very merry holiday and Christmas season.
I'm sure we will.
Yeah,
so that's tomorrow morning.
The whole show will be just Facebook Live.
Kyle's next. Have a good day, guys.
Bye.